Welcome to Geeks of the North, a hobby and gaming podcast in the Dolph of Angus. We're here to paint some miniatures and talk about the hobby, so why don't you sit back, relax, grab a paintbrush, and enjoy the show. Hey everyone, welcome to Geeks of the North, your hobby and gaming podcast from the Belle Provence. As always, I'm your host, Paul Filio. Here once again this week with my beloved co-host, Antoine Bergeron. How's it going, Antoine?
Pretty good, you?
It's going good. I'm sick. This is the first time in a while I haven't coughed up a lung. But we just started the cast, so these things may change. I'm sure I'll do a lot of annoying throat clearing and some subdued coughing during the cast. My apologies in advance.
So do you think that coughing on a podcast is like needing to pee when you get near your home? So because you're podcasting, you're going to start coughing?
Oh, okay. That's where you're going. I had no idea where you were going, where you were going with that. Like,
yeah, the closest you get to your bedroom, the more present it is.
Okay, I've never noticed that personally.
No, I know that's a real thing, and I'm not suffering from it that bad, but it's a real affliction that people like really suffer from. In my case, it's just coincidental, I think, but still.
Okay, I had no idea that was a thing that people dealt with, quote-unquote. So I've learned something new to this cast. Yay! Hey, you know what I should have done before we started recording?
Getting some models.
No models I've got. I'm finishing up my last Arena Rex model for tomorrow.
Getting something to drink.
No, I got that too. I probably should have opened the doc so I actually know what we're supposed to be talking about. Usually we start with hobby progress, right?
And yes.
Kind of like what we're working on. So I'm working on
Arena Rex, like you just said.
Yeah, an Arena Rex model. His name escapes me right now. Part of the Ludus Magnus. Kind of crouched down, got a shield and a short sword. He's pretty much done, actually, I just realized. I apparently had better progress on him than I thought. The biggest challenges on this model being that, like most Arena Rex models, his sword is bent all the heck and is nowhere near facing the right way. Because resin is resin. And he also seems to be suffering from a broken foot.
Oh.
Well, no. The model's not broken. But the resin cast warped or did something. So he's kind of got this twisted foot thing going. I can't even explain it. He's just having a hard time. And I'm trying not to judge.
We've been pretty judgy considering our NRX model lately, so.
Well, that's true. That's true.
But we're not alone. When we posted the last show where we talked about our NRX, it prompted some locals to work on theirs, and they've been having similar comments to us.
Well, I wasn't making it up, right? Like,
oh, no, for sure.
I'm controversial enough without having to create stuff, apparently. Yeah, my political opinions and all. I'm going to make this podcast great again. It's unfortunate because I like a lot of the designs. I guess small indie company can't be too picky about what it keeps in terms of quality control and who does its casting.
Mm-hmm. Possible.
And I'm missing my jar of liquid talent. I don't know what I do with it. Right, there it is. Agrax Earthshade. Always need the Agrax or shit.
Have you worked on anything else during the week? I know you have, but for the listeners.
You mean my Ultramarines?
Yeah.
Yeah, I kind of painted a kill team. Wasn't I working on that last cast? I don't remember. I think so.
Were you already working on that?
Possible. I don't remember. That's possible. But yeah, I finished my kill team. 6 models. They look lovely. Quite happy with them. It's funny. This guy, I did... my Red Rex were painted fast and furiously. I'm not going to lie. But I decided to do something a little bit more on this guy. Where I started out with that desire. And then as I painted, I slowly lost that desire.
Yeah, I know that feeling.
So, like, he's got a big oval shield. So I started out by roughly stippling colors in, like, to do a transition from, like, an orangey color to, like, a dark brown. Mm-hmm. And then I was glazing it and stuff, and it came out looking really good. And then I did kind of the same with the flesh. And there's a lot of flesh in these guys, right? And then I realized I was going to bust my budget of 3 hours per model by a huge amount. So that quickly got scrapped. And I went back to my usual layering and shenanigans.
You should see what you can do with the model that you don't put that limit on. But like only one. Not a full list, but...
The problem is, like, I would have continued that way with this model because it's not a huge model, right? He's just one little Benum. Mm-hmm. The challenge is that when the model is less than perfect and you find all kinds of flaws in it, you lose your motivation pretty quickly.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Right, because why are you killing yourself for a model that, you know, for lack of a better expression, polishing a turd, right? You know, I could paint it super well, but he's still going to have proportion issues. He's still going to have that weird bendy sword, the twisted ankle. Unless I put a ton of work into, like, repositioning and remodeling him. And quite frankly, I don't want to do that. So,
mm-hmm.
he is the way he is.
Yeah, that makes sense.
You know, with the judgment models coming up, that'll probably be a better opportunity.
Yeah.
To stretch my painting muscles. And I think we already saw with the first one I started doing that, which someday I'll finish, I swear, that I'm doing a better job on him.
Mm-hmm.
And it shows. No, I see it right off. But I think because most of what I paint is for armies, it's just too much.
Oh, yeah, you shouldn't do that for a whole army. If you're not just painting for a single game and don't have a lot of time, it doesn't make sense to do your models super high level.
You know, unless that's what you want to do, right? If you don't care, you won't be able to play that game with painted models for 3 years while you're painting, you know, that 40K army, 2,000 points at display quality. Well, more power to you. There's nothing wrong with that.
Oh, no.
It's just not me. Right? I paint to play. Yeah. Aside from that, I assembled a bunch of 40K stuff. Like, a bunch. all the Dark Imperium box, and actually here, once I finish this guy, if I finish him fast enough, I'm going to start assembling the new Marnius Khalgar for 40K.
Mm-hmm. Primaris Khalgar?
That is correct, sir. I guess I'll talk about my game with you in a bit, because that's the only game I played this week. Antoine, what have you been working on?
Sculpting. I haven't touched a paintbrush except to mix in alcohol in putty in a bit of a time. I've been working on my Crow Witch during the hangout with Tom Mason last week. And after that, I just continued working on it. I'm working on a commission, a sculpting commission, too. And this time, it's not a ball. So my first real miniature commission. It's going to fit with other stuff I've sculpted before, but I cannot say more than that, sadly.
You cannot divulge more information.
No.
I got you.
When I know if it's possible, I'll share some picture and I'll be able to talk about it. But until then, I need to keep it close to my vest, my chest.
Close to the chest, close to the vest. Yeah, same thing.
Okay. Yeah, there's that. And I'm also cleaning up models, old sculpts, to get them ready for casting. To cast them with my new casting materials and with the new cauldron, the pressure chamber. So
yeah, the new cauldron makes it sound like you're making a witch's brew.
Oh, it could be seen as that. No, I got my new pressure chamber finished thanks to you for the saw. I needed to remove a tube in it, and now it's done. But I need to clean up my old sculpts, fill up some stuff that could get caught in casting, and also add the tabs for the models that don't stand.
So, all right.
And right. After that, I'll be able to start casting. I got new faster to cure resin, and I also got myself some colored additive for the resin. So instead of having just white, I'll be able to get a cool purple.
Ooh.
Yeah. I like painting purple in the past few years that I've discovered that color for painting. And I put, like people say, I put that shit on everything.
You know, I was going to say that, but I'm like, no. I should probably avoid even minor swear words. But I'm glad you went there.
I'm the French Canadian here, so I don't know if that qualifies as a really bad swear word or not. So I didn't think anything of it.
Well, it's not really bad as a stretch. You know?
No. We'll see if we get flagged as explicit by iTunes.
Yeah, since there was that whole panic where I dropped an F-bomb a few episodes ago by accident.
Yeah, or first explicit episode.
That was funny.
Yeah. Yeah, so I'm doing that. Did I do other stuff? Oh, yeah, I got a second order of NERL models. I think I talked about that last week.
Yes, you were prepping them, I believe.
Yeah, okay, so now they're all done. I also finished the roof I did for an aerial. The top was done, but the inside needed to be carved out and sturdied with more putty.
Reinforced.
Yeah, reinforced, because it's just foam, and I don't know how it would have reacted with the silicone and the pressure chamber. So I finally got some new epoxy sculpt, and I've reinforced the old part and also made a cleaner rim to go on the top of the tubes. So that will be ready to cast also once I get the rest of the smaller sculpts ready. I'll be able to work on that one. I'm just not sure I have enough silicone for that because it's a big piece, so I might need to get more.
That's true. That is a huge piece, hunk of silicone there to make that.
Yeah, the piece is not that big, but it's a cone.
Well, so it's not that big.
It's big compared to a miniature.
Compared to a miniature, big, right? Yeah. It's all about point of view.
Yeah. And it's a cone, so there's no way to not have a lot of lost material.
That is also true.
Instead, except if I do like a conic mold, but that would be a pain. I don't have material to do a conic mold, so.
I'm trying to figure out how you do a conical mold. You have to have some sort of support to.
Yeah. Get a giant paper cup.
That's true, I suppose. You can make a giant paper cup.
Or,
a funnel?
Yeah, a funnel, is it an entonnoir?
Maybe.
Oh, okay.
It's a thing you use, it's like a cone with a hole in the bottom, you use it to pour stuff into.
Yes, okay, yeah. Yeah.
Okay, I have no idea what the French term is for it.
Yeah, I didn't know the English one, or it didn't come to mind. So yeah, I could use an old funnel.
Hmm. Or even not an old funnel, dollar store.
Oh yeah, for sure. But
dollar store has everything.
Hmm.
Well, Antoine's thinking.
Yeah, I am. It's a strange idea, but that could save me.
I can smell the burning from here.
That could save me a whole box of silicone. So.
Well, that's not a little amount of silicone.
No, that's $50 right there. So
yeah.
And it's not like I expect to sell a ton of those roofs. So if I can save money on it, I will. I'm not sure I can make back the cost in sale, so might as well save as much as I can. Yeah, and that's it. That's all I've did. I've done. I've been working a lot in the evenings, so less hobby time that way.
Unfortunately.
Yep.
I hear you. Well, we did at least get a game in, Antoine.
Yes. Yeah. We get a game in. We've been pretty good about gaming together in the last few weeks.
Yes, we have. Fill dead air, Antoine, because I'm going to mute my mic for a second.
Okay. So, like Paul has already mentioned, we got a game in of Kill Team. I already played it, but Paul had not before. And like we've mentioned in the last few episodes, he registered for an event of Kill Team at Captain Con, so he had to learn the game.
Yep. And it was fun. I tried playing small scale 40K before, and I'd always been very disappointed in the experience. You know, if you look, I don't know if you remember back in the day, they had other versions of Kill Team that were more closer to the core 40K rules.
Yeah, and that didn't work well. Or at least not as well as this new version does.
Yeah, no, you had it right the first time. It just didn't work. To say it was a lackluster gaming experience, does disservice to all the bad miniature games out there. Like, it's just horrible to play 40K in a small scale in previous editions. It was never meant for that, right? Kill Team, and I think actually 8th edition at its base, just lends itself better to it. And you know, the way they restricted the models and it's a good gateway game. Like, I can totally see people building their couple hundred point kill teams and suddenly going, well, you know, I've got 200 points of models. It's only another 500 points, 550 points to a small 40K game.
Mm-hmm.
And then if I add one tank, well, then I'm up to 1,000 points. And then, you know, it's a slippery slope. That's how they get you.
Yeah, but it's also totally possible to just build kill teams.
Absolutely.
We see that a lot online, people who are doing a lot more work on a smaller team, having tons of conversion, pushing painting, because you're going to have at max 20 models. And that's a giant kill team of like just Grots and or Imperial Guards.
Well, even Guards, you couldn't have 20 models. I think they're 6 points each. Yeah. So even basic Guardsmen, you're gonna run out before them. Okay. Another model done enough.
Good. Yeah, and like you mentioned, the rules were better. I think a lot of that comes from not being purely I go, you go, like the previous versions were. Adding the small alternating for the shooting in the close combat really adds a lot.
It does. It just makes it more playable, right? Because otherwise, you can basically lose everything without really getting a chance to act.
Yep.
Right? And in 40K, that wouldn't be so much. Darn it!
Yeah, at least in 40K, they have already added that alternating way to play for close combat.
Yeah.
But Kill Teams adds it to shooting, too.
Sorry, the darn it was because I realized that I'm about to start Marnius Khalgar, and my cutters are in a different part of the house.
Oh.
So I guess Marnius Khalgar is not getting started. I will hunt my desk for stuff to work on. I guess I could work on my that judgment model that's been staring at me. That's 85% complete.
Then gaze that to 86.
Yeah, so I'm not feeling it though. That's the problem. And all I've got left is I'm doing small detail work on him. Like the model itself is pretty much done. He's got like feathers in his hair. Mm-hmm. I've got details in the feathers to paint.
Oh wow!
And I think that's all that's left. And I've just been staring at it for like a month.
That's more than 85%.
Yeah. Well, there's a couple little things. Like he's got little ties in his hair. Well, I guess I could work on those. He's got like little leather ties in his hair.
Mm-hmm.
And I hadn't painted those either. But I can do that. I'm going to give him a little splash of color in there. I really like the way it felt quite dynamic. I don't know, it didn't, the game just had a good feel. It was back and forth. I like the fact that it's objective based, not just about killing off everybody. I like the fixed game length. Not a time limit per se, but like a set turn length.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's really, really good in any game like this, because otherwise it could just go on forever.
Well, yeah. Any game with open scenario conditions kind of needs it. If there's not a fixed scenario way to win, you need a turn limit.
Then what's the point of having objectives and stuff, right?
Yeah.
You can just keep scoring points for infinity until the other guy is tabled. Which, mind you, they could have done that too, right? Like, score points, so when you've tabled your opponent, you know, whoever has most points wins. Because we've seen stuff like that before, too.
Yes.
And that's just bad. I don't think that's an interesting game experience for anyone.
Nope. I agree.
Yeah. I was super happy to have a reason to paint those Primaris Marines I'd had since the launch of the game.
Mm-hmm.
Or launch of this edition of the game, I should say. And they're really nice models. Even the ones that came with the starter box. And I've kind of given myself a deadline to paint an army.
Oh yeah, you've added a deadline.
Yeah, well, I want to play a game with my buddy Ben.
Okay.
And I suggested that we could aim for April.
Well, that's getting quite fast if you count that there's a Adepticon and prep for that in the way. So.
Yeah, it might be a little overzealous, but I don't think it's that bad. If I look at it, because I built my list according with that in mind too, right? So it's a little bit more of a fluffy list. I've got two of everything in it. Two of every unit in the game. With all the Primaris stuff. Except for Reavers. There's no Reavers in the list. And because of that, like, some units are quite expensive. I think total model count is about 32 models.
Oh, it's not so bad.
And I've got... I should have... Well, by the end of next week, in three, I'll have 15 of those 30 models done. So, it's really not bad. I've got a bunch of three-man squads to paint for aggressors and whatever the... Inceptors, I think, the jump troops.
You're going to start working on them before starting on Judgment?
No, I'm going to... Yeah, that's true. That's coming too, eh?
Well, that's for Elliptican.
Yeah.
That's why I was wondering if you...
Yeah, I know. I'm just... We'll see. We'll see how Judgment goes. Because the problem is I don't want to rush those figures, really.
Yeah.
That's my worry with Judgment, is that the figures are gorgeous, and I would hate to rush them.
I don't remember. Is the event we're in painting required?
No, because they talk about how people are going to be assembling starters to play, right?
Okay, so we...
There is no painting requirement, so...
Okay, so we can work on models one at a time.
Yeah, exactly.
Work on them as much as we want. I say we because I have one to do, but still.
There's no crazy rush to get stuff painted. Stuff. I don't know why I'm talking like that. Yeah, exactly. The stuff. There's no crazy rush to get anything painted. You know, the only limits there are things I've put on myself.
Mm-hmm.
So, no worries.
I'll be happy to help too if I'm done with the other stuff I'm doing.
Sure. And I'll be honest, I'm going to actually pick up my models tomorrow. And I have models there that I don't know what they are.
Yeah, and there's a surprise part of it too.
Yeah. Since my wife gifted me for Christmas Judgment models that I haven't picked up yet. And I don't know which ones she ordered. All I can tell you is that they're humanoid. Or humans, actually. Because she wouldn't let me buy any of the human models. So, I don't know if she got me one model, I don't know if she got me two models, I have no idea. I doubt she got me more than two, because they're so expensive. Even two would be very generous of her.
Yeah.
It's certainly a pricey game.
Yeah. Well, like we've already mentioned, it's a pricey per model for one model, but for the size, for the scale... For only needing the end overall, it's not that bad. But.
No. And for the... when I say pricey, I'm not talking about value. I'm talking about just straight up cost.
Yeah.
I don't think Judgment is a bad value. I really don't. The biggest challenge it has is the fact that it's from Australia. So getting it in Canada is difficult at best.
Yeah.
Between shipping costs and customs and stuff. Anyway. Enough about Judgment.
Yeah, speaking of kill team, did it give you ideas to run other kill team and stuff you have? Or you're happy keep with the Primaris for now?
No, I was looking at Guardsmen and Grey Knights. I don't know how well Grey Knights will work. I suspect Grey Knights will work either extremely well or extremely poorly, depending on the scenario and the opponents.
Yeah, they're so few in number, but they have a crazy output. A possible output, yeah.
So I think it just depends on who you're facing and what you're trying to do. So some games, I think they'll be like super borked in a over the top, overpowered way. And other games, I think they'll just be terrible. But that's okay. That's fun too.
Yep.
You know, keeping in mind, this is not a competitive game, at least not for us.
There's the... I would be interested to see what they did for Kill Team Arena, the competitive variant.
Oh, I'm sure it's great.
Yeah. Not sure I would want to play it in a competitive format, but to maybe... to at least by interest, I should try to see.
Well, you know, I might play in a competitive format with our friends and, you know, our gaming group.
Mm-hmm.
I just shy away from competitive 40K in any other type of environment.
So do I.
You know, competitive 40K with randos never seems like a good idea. Depending, of course, what you want out of the game.
Yeah, it depends on what you want. Like, Steve had a blast last year at Adepticon playing the team event.
Well...
but it was the format. Okay. It was the people he plays with.
Yeah, it was his friends. And Steve is a different type of gamer than me.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. God bless him. He is a competitive gamer, right? And he can be merciless and no holds barred. And that's fine. Again, nothing wrong with that. In the right environment with the right people. I'm just not so sure I can enjoy that as much. Basically, I'm saying I'm a better person than Steve is, you know.
That's the kind of thing you would say of Yelm, usually, Steve.
Well, you know. Can't always pick on you. Well, I mean, I can, and I do. But, you know, the thing is, I bet Steve and Yom didn't see that coming.
Nope.
And I know they'll both listen, so. Actually, I ask you to publish this after I've done the car ride with Steve. to TempoCon tomorrow. No. But Steve,
I'll wait for you Steve to leave before. I publish that. That's good.
There's no. Steve knows he's a competitive gamer, right?
Oh yeah, for sure.
And he doesn't apologize for it, and he doesn't lie about it, and that's fine. You know, we're all allowed to have different goals when we play. What's that expression? There's no wrong way to have fun.
Nope.
Actually, that's not entirely true. There are several wrong ways to have fun, people. The law will tell you so.
Yeah, playing that game this weekend really got me thinking about other lists too. I've played my Skitteries for pretty an handful of game now, so that's enough for me to start thinking about switching.
There's so many. The thing is, 40K, if nothing else, is filled with amazing imagery and fluff, right?
Yes.
And no lack of armies to base your list off, and no lack of source material.
For sure. And even if we don't play that much, and if we don't have collection the size of yours, I still have stuff to do probably 3 or 4 different faction kill teams, even with just what I have left here. So
I feel like I've been singled out.
Well, you've been selling a lot too, so you don't have as much as you had before, but you still have a crazy amount.
This is true.
Like on my side, I have enough goblins to probably do grots to do a kill team, but that's how I have 4 orcs. I get that from Gorkamorka, so I don't have many.
I could give you some boys. I've got boys still on sprue in a box.
I would probably need boys to convert for to fill out the numbers.
Yeah, boys and, like I said, tank busters, which aren't legal, but you can maybe make them something else.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, I have that. I got some Dead Corps of Krieg. I have, I think, two or three squads of infantry, so I could convert them a bit, try to do some grenadiers to have the veteran ones. And that would be a nice team. I still have some of my chaos also, and some old metal cultists. So I could do a small Alpha Legion kill team too. I already did a bunch of conversions on my Alpha Legion veterans, so I could use them. So many options.
But Alpha Legion is the people you never know if they're who they say they are, right?
Yeah. That or Dark Angel, depending on how you see it.
Oh, we're going down that road, aren't we?
But yeah, the Alpha Legions are the infiltrators, the schemers, liars.
Don't they still have a Primarch that's alive? Possibly, probably, maybe?
Maybe.
Because no one knew they had two Primarchs or something stupid.
Yeah.
Even the Emperor who made them didn't know they had two Primarchs. What? I don't know what the story is there. I should probably read some Horus Heresy books, and I might be tempted to if they weren't up to like book 365 of the series.
Yeah, that doesn't help.
It's just too much. And from what I understand, some of the books are just not worth reading.
Yeah, but you can easily find reviews of them and get recommendation on which one to read to. And have synopsis for the other ones. Do you want to skip?
I've heard it compared to, what's the author's name? Robert Jordan, Wheel of Time.
Mm-hmm.
Where he's got, apparently the last couple books are just like filler where nothing's really, it's more building, right? Building up. And the book ends. You buy the next book and it's more building up. And then the book ends. Or so I've been told.
I didn't need to get to the last two books to find that about Wheel of Time, so I stopped long before that.
I have never read them. I mean, I remember them being big in college. Like, everyone was going on and on about them. But I prefer to read series that are complete,
mm-hmm.
because I tend to binge read. I read like I watch Netflix. So, you know, in college, like, oh, I'll just wait for it to be done, then I'll just buy the whole series. Like, oh, fooled me.
I've read, I think, 4 or 5, something like that. And I couldn't keep interested.
I've heard
know Yom's love them. He's the one who lent them to me.
Well, they just weren't for you.
Nope.
Well, that happens, right?
Yep.
Well, that happens with everything in life. How many times you tried a miniature game and everyone else loves it and you're like, eh?
Usually it's the other way around for me.
That's true. You're probably not. That was probably not the best example for you. You tend to be the king of miniature games.
An explorer.
Whatever you have to tell yourself at night, Antoine. I'm dubbing you king.
If you want. I won't use that. Or ask people to call me Majesty.
Hail to the king, baby. Hail to the king. Yeah, kill team, though, it's a slippery slope. Because it's got the 40k problem. Where if you're not careful, you find yourself looking for things that are not, I hate to use the word abusive, but it's probably the best word. Like, 40K tends to lend itself to that. When you start looking for stuff that's, yeah.
Optimize.
Yeah, optimize. Thank you. Good word, Antoine. It's not overpowered. It's optimized. I like it when you think for me.
But that's true with any games.
Oh, for sure. But 40K is built around that, I think, right? Just inherently. Like, that's just what 40K players do. That's not a disparaging remark, because I'm including myself in that group. Like, you start looking for weird synergies. I guess we do that in every game, but for some reason, I seem to be able to control it better in other games. 40K, for some reason, like it wants to bring out the worst in me.
Well, I don't think it's been built to be super robust. There's stuff that's clearly better than other. So, I don't see how the rule design prevents or even try to prevent that. I don't think it does.
Yeah, I was going to say, I don't think it tries to prevent anything. Yeah.
The most recent version do that more than it did in the past.
Well, yeah, but something is always more than nothing, yeah. Right? So I don't know that really counts for much. That's pretty good.
It's better than nothing.
We'll give it that. We'll give it that. Yeah, that actually looks pretty good. I just realized there's something else. His staff's not finished. But.
He's going down 84. 84 done.
I got a little tuft of, looks like fur on the staff to paint and some leather. But I've glued him to his base now.
Oh.
So, I guess the base and legs are done, because there's no way I'm getting to them now. I'm assuming I'd finished the... I can't remember where I was, but I'm assuming the base is finished because it was flocked and had little flowers on it and things.
Yeah, once you add that.
Yeah, that's usually my sign that I'm done. Yeah. Yeah, I gotta figure out what to do with those feathers.
So, other stuff you want to talk about Kill Team?
No, I mean, we didn't exactly deep dive. We just gave my first impression of, ooh, I like. You know, super informative podcast.
You'll be able to talk about it more next.
Well, that's right. I've got three games coming up in a couple days.
Yeah, instead of having only one game in, which was an indoor game, you'll have three. That will help.
Yeah. I hope my opponents are super understanding that I'm a complete noob. I'm sure they will be. It's a casual event. I'll bring beer. People will be happy. I will buy their love. And it's the same day as I have the Arena Rex event that for another game I've hardly played.
Oh, it's the same day?
Well, yeah.
That's going to be rough.
So Friday I've got a Guild Ball tournament and then Guild Ball Brewers Cup that night. And then on Saturday I've got Arena Rex at 11, I think. And then later on in the afternoon I have Kill Team. Or it may even be evening. I don't remember. But it's okay. It'll be hilarious. And it should be fine. I mean, it says it's a casual event. I'll roll some dice. People will tell me what I'm doing wrong. It's okay. And there are some odd rules in Kill Team, right? Like the whole thing about shooting people with a weapon that does multiple wounds, and if you manage to bottom out their health pool, then you make injury rolls based off the total amount of damage the weapon did,
yeah.
Not off the surplus that went past your health. So it's stuff like that I'll have to try to remember.
Yeah, and stuff that go past your health is just lost. Then.
Yeah. And the other thing I have to remember is, like, it never came up for my team, so all, like, the... I want to call them bottle tests, but that's Necromunda from ages ago.
Mm-hmm.
Nerve tests?
Yep. Yeah, nerves is the individual test. So, I don't remember what's the name for the team one.
Broken.
A break test, maybe?
Break test, yeah. But once your team is broken, they stay broken. But I don't even know what that means, because it never came up for me. Because my Marines didn't die when we played.
Yeah, but in the scenario we were playing, if a team was broken, I think we auto lost. So it would have ended the game.
Yeah.
Which is true for all type of scenarios.
Right. And like your team didn't ever break, but you'd lost half your teams, or more than half your team.
Yeah, I had to roll for break every turn.
And you have to roll for nerve for every model that's damaged, right?
That's to the flesh wound level.
Yeah.
If it's multiple wounds and they are not past their last one, they don't have to roll.
Right. So many things. That's okay. I can read in the car tomorrow. I can reread the rules while Steve's driving. So I'll be, quote-unquote, prepared.
Yeah. Most of the rest is pretty easy, so that's... I think the biggest part you have to read back, and it's only one page, so...
Yeah. I should probably pack my models at some point, too.
Mm-hmm.
I've got, I was going to say, they're kind of ready behind me, but they're not really ready. They're all sitting in a tray. Oh, that's the other thing. Kill Team, I found all kinds of 3D printable stuff for it. And not just terrain, but like counters and things to keep track of, which... Because in Kill Team, individual models can have specialties. Demolition, sniper, whatever. But because I'm playing Space Marines, they all look the same. So I found special base snap-on pieces to differentiate your guys.
You kind of base augers? Yeah.
Yeah.
They are cool.
That's something I could color code them too, right? Instead of having little symbols you plug in the back to tell you what the guy is, I could have just color coded them.
I especially like the dice with the not status, but the actions icons on them.
Yeah, the dice to replace the tokens. Yeah. So you get six for one, essentially.
Yeah, for charge and
yeah, they're really handy.
Move that stuff ready.
They're really really handy. I ain't gonna lie, I like them. I'm just looking. I think I was supposed to take someone tokens, but I don't think I have enough of them printed. Oh well. C'est la vie. Yeah. I guess that's it for Kill Team.
Mm-hmm.
We've been doing a lot of like small skirmish games lately. I kind of like it. Ain't gonna lie.
Me too. What I'm happy with is that a lot of the games I wanted to get out but couldn't last year, we're getting them more out now. Kill Team, Company of Iron, Iron Rex that we've got in the last few months too.
Yeah, Iron Rex, like we should have had more drive to do it because we all have models.
Oh, yeah, we have models. We had the terrain. We have the mats. It was just and mine, motivation. Mine have been painted for more than a year now.
Have they really? All of them?
Yeah. No, three, but at least to play.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, they were already before the last Captain Con. So
yeah. Well, now I've got six done, buddy.
Yep. I need to...
That's the other thing. The event is five or six models, right? Mm-hmm. So I've only played three-man games with you.
The rules are the same. It's just going to be more unprepared. Intense.
So unprepared. It is awesome how unprepared I am.
You'll be fine.
What's the worst that could happen? I'll have to forfeit a bunch of games because I'm so slow. Keep my opponents from getting frustrated, I'll forfeit.
Mm-hmm.
That's all good.
Nothing major.
Nope. I am not going to lose any sleep over it.
No.
Strange thing is I'm not taking any War Machine.
Not at all?
No.
You have so many events planned that you won't. You don't think you're gonna have time for that. Do you really have 4 events planned in a 3-day weekend?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's crazy for you.
Well, that's just it, and I'm like, am I really gonna have time to? I mean, I could play in the open area, whatever, at night, late on Saturday, because my kill team stuff finishes early, I think. But I'm like, am I really gonna want to spend 2 hours playing War Machine with strangers? I haven't played the game at all since last year. Like, my last full size game of War Machine was like last April or May.
Oh wow!
Yeah, it's a long time ago. I played at Nova. I played some like 50-point little games, but all I've been playing is Osram because it's the only full list I have that's completely painted. And I know War Machine doesn't require painting, but that's not me. You know, I could play other Merc casters, but none of them are painted. I've got to get to... If I got Gordon painted, I could play a Gordon Hammerstrike list. That's full paint. And I could do a Magnus list, I guess. Magnus 2. Or Magnus 1.
Is it painted, Magnus?
Yeah, Magnus 1 and 2 are painted.
Yeah, because we played together and you had this caster.
Yeah. And Magnus 1, actually, I was working on a list for champions, but I never finished it. I was working on a Kingmaker, like, thematic list with trenchers and trencher long gunners and stuff. But I got the trenchers 90% complete. I just have to do a dry riff on them to finish them. And I never assembled the long gunners. But it's based off the Kingmaker novel, so it's that type of theme. So it's Magnus 1... which technically should be Magnus 2 in that, whatever. So it's Magnus 1 running galleons, because that's what he has in the novels. With a bunch of, like, trenchers and cutthroats. And so completely garbage list. But, you know, thematic. I'll give myself style points.
Yep, you should.
Actually, to be honest, it may not be that bad. Because Magnus has a really cool set of toolboxes, or a toolbox spell list, but he never really takes good advantage of it, because it doesn't really work, it doesn't synergize well. But in the Kingmaker list, with all the different units I chose, all of them have something they want from him, so it might be okay-ish. It won't be competitive, let's keep that straight, but it may not be absolutely garbage. Maybe. Don't quote me on that. Don't hold me to it.
Yeah. I won't.
Yeah, so no War Machine for me this year. That's nice. I'll be able to carry a lighter bag. I got 2 Guild Ball teams and my Arena Rex and Kill Team stuff.
You're bringing 2?
Yeah, I'll bring my fish.
Okay.
So the fish and the Union. In case I play casual games.
You haven't played them for a while here, so... That's why I was surprised.
Yeah, I have not... they're one little tray in the back, right? It's not a big deal. And I haven't played them at all since the new edition. Mm-hmm. Since Season 4 came out. So it'd be an interesting change. And I didn't get anyone else done. My butchers just didn't make it.
So blacksmiths, you mean?
I said butchers, didn't I? Yeah, my blacksmiths. My blacksmiths didn't get done, so... Won't lie, I kind of lost interest in them. Because those models...
You were doing a good job on them, but if the models are not fun to work on...
Well, to say the models aren't speaking to me is an understatement. So.
Yeah.
Not right now, anyway. I've got 3 of the 6-man lineup done, with 2 more well underway. And I don't remember who the 6th was. Hearth. Yeah, she's nowhere near done. Sunday.
Yep.
All right. So any news this week, Antoine? Anything interesting?
Yes. So I got a small trio of... release and project. First one by Fractal Basilisk is Zone Raider, a miniature campaign skirmish game.
Fractal Basilisk?
Yeah.
That's a funky name. Sorry.
I was wondering if I had mispronounced, which I really did, but still. No. So this is open model skirmish game for sci-fi. Or how they call it, deadly skirmish of the post-singularity. So it's a system of rules for skirmish game, campaign mode, linked scenarios and stuff like that. But the rules are open for how you choose your model for them.
So you can use any models.
Yeah, kind of like Frostgrave. Frostgrave-like, yeah. Tons of mission. You have asymmetric Signed mission, campaign mission, cooperative play. Tons of way to play the game. So what you're getting is the rules, a PDF of the rules. Either a PDF or the hardcover version of the book.
The hardcover version for only $20 more than the PDF.
Oh, it's worth it.
Yeah.
And they also have and at a higher pledge, they will have color printed acrylic standees. So yeah. They have a really nice artwork, and they will be printed on clear acrylic standees. So you have models for them to test the game in. They also have tokens and stuff like that for the status effect. Etc. Etc. Etc.
Yeah, I like the examples they give. So, like one of the in the campaign, one of the examples they give of a team is those cyborg samurais that we talked about in the news show forever ago.
Yes.
You know, and I was like, those ones are awesome. But what the heck would you do with them? This is a perfect example of what you do with them.
Yeah, Infinity would fit perfectly in that. Yep. Some 40K probably. Very much the model might take the den zone stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So many lines would fit there, for sure. So that's interesting.
Mercs.
Mercs, yeah.
Good use for our Mercs models, maybe.
Yeah, that's true. I don't know if it's too low model count, though. I've not looked enough into it to see how many models you really need to play. And Mercs being limited to, what, 6? A team. Team seems to be 6 to 12. So, depending on how much equipment you put on them,
it might fit. Was Mercs only 6 models per...
We were playing with 5, and I think by the time we stopped playing, there were maybe 7 out.
Yeah, so 6. Yeah.
But the game was 5 versus 5. Edition?
They kind of launched it, but it was really expensive, wasn't it, the second edition of Mercs?
The book initially was only available as the Super High and Deluxe book. Since then, it's been available in other form. I think I have the PDF, the new PDF for the second edition now.
Hmm. So,
and just from what I read, it looked a lot better, but... We should give it a try. We have models, and we have painted models for that.
Yeah, I have 2 or 3 painted factions.
Yeah, and it's a super small tables, low skirmish, so it fits into what we are playing right now.
Yeah. The question is, do we want to make room for it? So, but it's worth trying. It's always worth trying new stuff.
Yeah, trying. Maybe not more than that, but it's worth trying and to see how well it does.
We got the stuff, right? It's no investment, so...
So it would be interesting. So back to Zone Raiders.
Yeah.
The base pledge to get the PDF is $30 US. After that, to get the hardcover book, it's $50 US. And after that, there are higher pledge where you get the tokens or extra stuff. The goal was of $7,500 US. They are funded now, just a bit over that. And there, by the time we release, there's going to be just over a week left to go. So, if you are interested, take a look.
Well, almost, I guess just over a week, a week and a half. It'll be 11 days.
Oh, yeah, we're recording late this week. That's true.
Yeah, we're releasing tomorrow, so.
I'm used to removing 3 days.
Yeah, sorry. We got my sickness made us record late this week, so.
No, that's fine. Okay, so that was the first item. The second one is by Cerberus Studio. It's Raktagar, which is regular scale, 32mm format Minotaur. I'm not sure what he fought. It looks like a demon. It almost looked like a Tyranid head, which makes me double think the period you would be fighting in. But it looks like a fantasy miniature with the skulls and everything. Double-end axe. So
it's a cool miniature. Yeah, he's got some sort of weird thing. He's blinded or something, right?
Yeah, the horns kind of are in front of his head. It's a different take for the head. Kind of more look like not a Minotaur, but maybe a bull demon. Considering he doesn't have really any eyes or in the flap of the skin.
Yeah, maybe. He's the pug Minotaur.
Yeah. Yeah, two big eyebrows and flappy skin.
All right, so he's 32 mil.
Yeah. The price is pretty high for a model of that scale, though.
No, not necessarily, right?
But he's big.
Because he's 32 mil, but it's not his height. That's the scale he's
in.
Yes, so if this artist envisions that a Minotaur is twice the size of a man, well, he might be almost the size of a Judgment Fig, right? Mm-hmm. We don't know.
Two defi.
Ooh, you slipped some French in there.
Yes. So there is no mention of the real scale, the real height, though.
The height, yeah.
So we can
that might be worth reaching out to them and finding out.
Yep, probably. Or it might be somewhere on their Facebook page or something like that. So it's on pre-order, like we've mentioned, for £28. Delivery will start in March. So you still have a month there to make your pre-order. And the last but not least, we've been talking about Game Workshop and about Kill Team. So this kind of fit. The Gene Seer Cult has their first official codex out.
Well, for 8th edition.
Yeah, for 8th edition, yeah. Well, I mean, I said out, but it's going to be out like this weekend, something like that. It's on pre-order right now. Yeah. And a ton of new models.
And they look good.
Amazing models.
I love the guys on bikes.
Yes. I must be honest, I don't like Tyranids. I don't like Gene Seers. But I like all the models that are not Gene Seers in the Gene Seer cult. So, if they were just kind of a group of fanatics, maybe, something like that, that didn't have the ridge on their head or the strange morph, I would be so into it.
Yeah, I hear you. It's, you have to like the aesthetic, right?
But they are amazing.
What's funny is the whole idea of a Gene Seer cult in the old fluff made sense, and then they kind of moved away from that fluff, right?
Mm-hmm.
The whole Gene Stealers, invading people. Invading a colony and then, impregnating people and breeding into the bloodline. Like, that all kind of went away for a while, and now they've brought it all back. And I'm not exactly sure how it fits in the modern 40K universe. But it's still cool for nostalgia purposes.
Yes. And now for model-wise.
We need limos. We need Gene Stealer limos.
Yeah, they are out now. It doesn't fit anymore. They're more of the worker class, miners, and stuff like that. That's why they had the new trucks and all the drills and equipment. So they went away from the gang.
Yeah. Tectonic Frag Drill. Quite the name.
Yeah. So they are really nice, and most of them are on pre-order right now. But there's some stuff already out. But the Codex itself and the new minis will be out this weekend.
Yeah, so you can pick that up at any place where you can buy fine Citadel miniatures. They do look cool, though.
Yes.
And that terrain is... The terrain would be cool if it wasn't so over the top. I mean, it's totally 40K and it's fine. Like, the drill has little drills attached to it because the one big drill isn't enough. You know.
Yeah.
It's okay. And it bears more than a passing resemblance to, like, some sort of kind of mole machine. But again, I can accept that. Yeah. I will not lose sleep over it. All right. Is that it?
Yes, that is it.
Well, thanks for tuning in, listening to another Ramblesode. Antoine and I will try to have real content for you next week. Until then, take it easy, Antoine.
Yeah, have fun at Captain Con with Steve.
Will do.
Let us know how it goes. Drive safe. It's not going to be super good condition tomorrow.
What a shocking surprise. We're going to Captain Con and the weather is terrible for the roads.
Yeah.
That's never happened before.
Yeah.
Every single year I go.
Yeah. Yeah, at least you're leaving during the day tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and hopefully you get there before 2.
Hopefully. All right, I'll talk to you next week, Antoine.
Yeah, talk to you, and bye, geeks.
Thanks for listening to Geeks of the North. If you want to contact us, you can email us at geeksofthenorth@gmail.com. Like us on Facebook at facebook.com/geeksofthenorth, or follow us on Twitter at Geeks of the North. You can follow me, Paul, at PR Filio, Antoine at Eltonio Berg, Steve at B_Steve, and if you really feel the need, I guess you can follow Yom. He's at Yomasta. Breaks and outro music by LaDrave. You can listen to them at ladrave.bandcamp.com. See you next time, geeks.
Thank you for checking out a United Geeks Network family member. If you enjoyed it and are looking for other online media with a geek culture slant, head over to UnitedGeeksNetwork.com, where you will find The Nerd Bite, daily themed updates about several facets of nerddom, with main focuses on the Marvel Cinematic Universe and things that fall under the Super Hulock fandom. Also, nerdy adventures, conventions, theme parks, and loot crates. The United Geeks Network. You can broadcast your geekiness at UnitedGeeksNetwork.com.